Hello and welcome to the The D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Parallel Origin, Mystery Legacy, and Dungeons and Dragons, which we really don't talk about Dungeons and Dragons. That was mostly just a joke and a play on words. So, yeah, our disclaimer is we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. We don't have a topic today. Our index site is rabbittrailpodcast.com. Basically, it takes you to kclamanagement.com. But I have a page there for podcast. And it basically is my index page for all of our podcasts. We have two podcasts at the moment. But yeah, if you go to Rabbit Trail Podcast, it basically gives you a breakdown of oh, that's wild. I didn't know I put those in there. Dungeons and Dragons. D&D.wizard.com. I don't even remember putting that in there. Okay. It's in there. Anyways. Yeah, the Rabbit Trail Podcast. We basically have two podcasts. We call this Rabbit Trail, call this the Rabbit Trail Podcast because we try to stay on topic but tend to go off on rabbit trails or the rabbit hole. The rabbit hole is a little bit different because the rabbit hole is basically how deep does the rabbit hole go? And if you watch the documentary by, let me see what her name is, I forgot. La 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 la. Girls for Gender Equality. Cassie J. C-A-S-S-I-E-J. She talks about going down the rabbit hole of feminism and blah, blah, blah. So rabbit hole means, you know, going deep, 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 deep down into maybe a conspiracy or, you know, just basically peeling back the layers. Where rabbit trail means you kind of get distracted and you go off on different trails and you have to get back on topic. We go down rabbit holes, but we also go down rabbit trails.
They kind of have the same result.
Yes. So that's why we call it the Rabbit Trail Podcast. So, we got 75 international numbers. People can call in from 75 different countries. And since we do talk about gaming, people can call in and talk about gaming from whatever country they live in, provided it's one of the countries we have international numbers for. Or, if there's one you can call inexpensively, you can call that number. You know, because I know, like, every country has neighboring countries or partnering countries where they can call real cheap. And so if we have one of those on the list and you want to call in, feel free to call in. Talk about gaming. Talk about religion. We'll even talk about politics, but we try to keep the official politics on the ScrapGov Scrap podcast, and we talk about everything else here, even though everything really is politics and religion. if you break it down into other categories besides politics, we talk about those things here. And we talk about the other political politics stuff on Scrap Go Scrap. So you can find both of those at Rabbit Trail Podcast. And if we have any more podcasts in the future, they will be listed there. We have sponsors for other things. So you can find those at kclamanagement.com. We don't actually have any sponsors for the podcast. But if you'd like to be a sponsor for this podcast or any of our other projects, you can find those at kclamanagement.com, and you can find our sponsors there as well. Read our disclaimer, and what else?
We have a disclaimer.
We have a disclaimer. Everybody must have a disclaimer because there's always somebody waiting around the corner to sue you for something stupid.
Our disclaimer is, think for your frickin' self, you idiot.
Our disclaimer is that we disclaim everything.
The views you hear may or may not be our own.
Well, yeah, they may or may not be our own, but they are not yours. You are to do your own homework and decipher, you know, the solution for yourself. Don't just take our word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it, especially Uncle Sam or anybody else preaching propaganda. Go do your own homework and find out what is true and what is not true. And act accordingly to the truth.
Truth?
Truth.
Is there such a thing?
Well, sometimes the truth is in the eye of the beholder.
Right. Fabulous.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing. I'm sorry. I cut that off.
That's okay. After Ron Paul on the Scrap Go Scrap podcast, after Ron Paul's recording, I was going to say amazing because he said that in his recording, and then I didn't do it.
Yeah, your co-host probably derailed you.
My what?
Your co-host probably derailed you.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
Yeah, we'll have to straighten him out.
Throw him out the window, the second story window.
I don't have one of those yet.
Our mitties.
And if I did, it'd probably be at ground level.
That's funny.
Oh. All right, silly me. I forgot to hunt down my headphones before this podcast. So
what are our topics for this week?
I don't know. Here's a game topic that I'll take this opportunity to ask you a question. I'm going to quit Color Planet.
If
I'm working in Kansas City on a regular basis, I may reinstall it at that time. But I really can't play it effectively where I'm at.
I understand. Just send me all your gems.
That's what I was going to ask you, whether I should donate them to the crystal set or if I should send them to you. So, forgive me, I'm trying to rearrange my blanket so that I sufficiently warm. There we go. Yes, folks, I'm broadcasting to you from bed in a camper that has no heat. Anyway, yeah, so I'll send you all my crystals, all my radio parts, any radios that may have been sent to me, and then I will leave a message in the crystal set saying thanks for taking me into your family. Hopefully there'll be room for me if ever I load the program back up. But I'm voluntarily asking you to take me out of the set so there'll be room for somebody else to join you. So, anyway.
There you go.
I may even mention I donated all my crystals to you. I don't know. You might mention that when you give some of the excess over. So, all right. So I think I'll get busy doing that right now. Because I got no more room left on my phone. And like I said, I can't really play this game effectively.
I understand.
All righty. And I'm curious, if I sign in again later after uninstalling this, if I'll have all my pieces, parts, and such. Remove that offer. My radio part trades are slightly more effective than my gem trades. But that's not saying much.
Nice.
Okay, I believe I've emptied out all my trades.
I believe a wolf killed my dogs.
You're still playing that evil, evil game?
Unfortunately.
What's the matter with you?
Well, ATV's still playing. That's why I'm still playing.
Okay, I'm not sure how to do this other part. Ah, there we go. Boom.
I don't know that I could take on a wolf yet.
Yeah. Gotta get the dog up to at least 500 hit points before it can take on some of the better creatures.
Well,
if it's
a level 10 dog here, so let's...
Armor 10, 500 hit points, and... About 700, it should be able to handle just about anything you come across in in Wellington and or the first layer of the underground, unless somebody has played with an altar, then there'll be some items it can't handle, like the bees.
All right. Well, I got 3-4 dogs here. Five dogs. I'm going to leave them down here. They should be able to handle the wolf. Oh, wait. I got other wolves I got to take out.
Interesting.
Shit.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you could do this.
Do what?
You can merge your power buttons. Would you like me to merge them all together first, or would you like them unmerged?
Unmerged.
All right.
How
well, did
the tree grow into the bed? I put down tiles under the bed.
I just discovered how to find out what the name of these parts are.
Okay.
Too bad I'm leaving the game now that I know that.
Yeah. This person's like, my dog ate all my pepper.
They'll do that.
They will.
What does pepper do for you?
Pepper is good for making dishes that extend your experience points.
There you go. Well, now you have a dog that'll have lots of experience. Not that that'd be terribly helpful.
Right.
It might get you an FU too.
An FU too.
All right. any other subjects other than me transferring all my good, all my worldly goods to your character.
Damn it, I died by a wolf. No, don't eat all my food. My dogs came into my place with me. I got 700 fish. $300 meat.
And the dog's eating it all right now.
No, but they came close. All right, drop that. Dropping items. So it'll be lighter. Now I gotta go pick up those items I dropped when I died. Like my mining ring.
All right, so basically if I start this game again, I'll be starting pretty much not quite from scratch because I'll still have my buildings, which I could deconstruct and send you the resulting crystals.
There you go. Whatever works.
I'm not entirely sure that I want to quit that far.
Wow, this section's still pretty prolific.
Let's see now. Okie dokie. All right, so I'll keep my buildings and my workers. Because if I'm working down in Kansas City, I'll probably fire the game up again.
There you go.
Wow, it looks like somebody gave a major donation of blue.
Gave what?
A major donation of blue crystals.
Oh.
It's almost caught up with red.
There you go.
Actually, as I recall, you are capable of quitting teams on your own. But I'm wondering if I send a message and then quit, if my message will remain. You'll have to log in and let me know. And if it doesn't, then
I'm sure it will.
Yep.
Our boring podcast where we talk about boring stuff.
Not so much. You want me to explain tens, hundreds, and thousands?
You already did.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. You want me to explain ten, hundreds, and thousands?
You already did.
Oh, never mind. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there it is. Drop wood, drop meat, pick up wood. Yeah, to be honest, I don't know why I'm still playing this game, but I am.
It is addictive, and it would be fun. It really would. It would be fun if it didn't encourage assholes to have too much power.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'm going to train with some training dummies. Training, training, training with training dummies. That's what noob gear is good for. Because occasionally you're not paying attention and you break your, whatever it is you're training with.
Right.
I'm going to chop a tree with a pickaxe. I've actually done that in real life before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
Oh, I lost a level when I died, so I can't use my mining chopping rings.
Ouch. What did you do that for?
I don't know. I ran, and I had my dogs with me, but they didn't kill the wolf in time.
Ugh, I hate this. All right, I'm going to send this and then send another message.
That's all right. So as I chop these two trees, I'm going to go kill some dummies after I repair them. Put this road tiles down. I'm only repairing the roads in front of our property.
Yep.
If somebody else wants to maintain the other roads, they can. Or the rest of the roads, they can. Ash is no longer ash.
Okay.
Ash sold his account to Burke.
Oh. Great.
And, well, supposedly Burke is a good guy.
I think he was one of my customers. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. ATV says he's a good guy, so I take ATV's word for it.
Right, okay. Okay, I said my goodbye message in Color Planet. I am now going to go and uninstall it. And you can tell me if my message remained after I uninstalled.
Okie dokie.
Wow, this game only takes up 20 megabytes.
You might have to uninstall something else.
Yeah, it's not enough. Alright, let's take a look. Nope, I need to keep parallel space because I've got too many things going on that are dependent on it. No games at this point, but...
Pickaxe skills, level 5.
Yay. Is that all?
Yeah, I'm working on leveling it up.
Yeah, kill more stuff with it.
I'm training with my training dummies. I need to work on my sword. It's level 2 right now. Nope, level 3 right now. Level 4 right now.
Plenty of fish, free dating app. Bullshit.
Level
just because you
right
can sign
now
up for free doesn't mean it.
Actually, Plenty of Fish is free, but it's a hooker site or a hookup site.
Right.
Or both, actually.
Yeah, it's and no, it's not free. Cause
well,
can you talk to other people without paying for the service?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. I stand corrected then. Maybe I should sign up for it again. I recall leaving it and various other services because you had to pay to talk to paid members.
Well,
which,
like I said,
basically told
me it's
yeah
basically a sex site.
That's a shame because that's a good Christian name.
Plenty of Fish.
Well, maybe.
I would not take that for a Christian name. But they, I don't think their intent was for it to be a sex site.
Yeah. Yep. Same thing goes for Craigslist.
Right.
They weren't, they were open to the possibility, you know, people using it for that, but they eventually had to get rid of it because it got too much.
Well, yeah, Backpage ended up going away because of that.
I thought that's what Backpage was all about, actually.
No, Backpage started out basically as a better version of Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
Yeah, it eventually fell apart.
They couldn't stop the flow.
I guess not.
Wow, that's an interesting app. Okay, this is something I want to know, if anybody can answer this question.
Yes,
how come
no
some apps you can put on your wish list and others you cannot whatsoever put them on your wish list?
It might be an option that they that the creators have to allow or disallow.
Now, ultimately, I get around that because I will share the link to the app with myself via messaging.
And then put it in a file folder?
Yeah. So I still got the damn bookmark. But it's annoying as hell. And it's actually a negative mark for the app. And I actually, you know, when I run across there from now on, I'm actually going to add a review and give it a bad review just because I can't bookmark it.
Because you're an asshole, yo-de-yo, yo-de-yo.
I was unable to add this to my wish list, so I'm giving it a high negative mark.
Not a high negative, a double negative.
A double negative. Okay.
Give it a negative plus.
Oh, did you get that picture of the moon I sent last night? Yes, you did.
What moon?
That big giant circle with the brilliant shining light in the middle of it. That brilliant shining light was actually the moon.
Never heard
and,
of it.
Yeah. Liar.
The moon's not even real. It's superimposed.
Right.
Yep.
There you go. There's a picture of the moon from last night.
I already got it.
I know, but you said you didn't. Well, I sent it again.
Jerk. Whatever.
Now, those brilliant striped lights coming off of it was an effect of the camera. But I was just barely.
Flat fake moon.
Yeah. Yeah, what proof do you have that it's a sphere? Only the shape of the shadow cast on it. Yeah, next time somebody tells you the earth is flat, you go, well, isn't the moon flat?
Yeah.
I mean, if the Earth is flat, the Moon's probably flat.
My Moon is flat.
Are meteors flat?
I got a flat butt.
And how flat are they?
It's pretty flat.
Because, you know, if you dig down into the Earth, how deep can you dig a hole?
I'm just kidding. It ain't that flat.
In this book I'm reading, it said the earth is not flat. It's shaped like a carrot.
Carrot top.
And basically, we live on the part that if you took a carrot and sliced the top off of it, we live on that flat part that's on top of the root.
All right, I ate carrot, but I did not eat the carrot top.
Oh my. And yes, the book is purely fantasy sci-fi.
You know, carrot tops are not actually redheads. They're greenheads.
Right. So you're telling me that all the carrot tops dye their hair red? Is really green?
No. I'm saying... that people have mislabeled redheads as carrot tops. They're not carrot tops. Women who dye their hair green are carrot tops. Because the top of a carrot is green, not orange. Am I wrong?
Right. Right, right. You bloody well right. Do do do.
So, topics. Topics, topics, topics. Well, you'll love the first topic on the list.
Okay.
MGTOW, feminism, and anti-feminism. But that was supposed to be on the personal side, not on the political side. Which is still political, but personal. New game, Parallel Origin.
I'm a semi-willing member of the MGTOW movement.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm a semi-willing member of the MGTOW movement. I would love to have a counterpart, but to find one who is morally worthy I just really haven't found one. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't have to be perfect, but her mindset has to be set in the right direction. And you know, she has to realize that most people in this world turn to government as their other spouse. You know, their father, their provider, their savior. And that's not good.
Their father, mother, God is Uncle Sam.
Yep, they have to realize that is not good. And, they've got to be. Yeah, right.
Good for Uncle Sam.
Good for nothing.
Pretty much.
What's Uncle Sam? A dead piece of paper. That's what it boils down to.
Basically. Let's see here. For 1 million gold, which nobody has, they're selling S5, G5, H5, R5, A5.
Oh, different game.
Oh. No, your chances of getting one of those is 4 in a trillion. 1 in 250 billion. That's what he's saying.
Hmm. I'm reading the question and answers in PK Parallel Origins.
Oh, yeah, so there's no expiration date for characters yet.
Right. One of the players, there's a little bit back and forth on that. Okay, Tilker, don't know if that's pronouncing the name right, K-T-I-L-Q-R. He said this. He's the last comment in here. I know this is one area that Justin said back in 2015, question mark, that he would change if he was creating PK from scratch. All the old accounts ending up hogging memory.
Right.
In other words, if accounts just stay there and they don't expire, and you quit playing, the game carries all that stuff forward.
Right. Yeah, it should auto-delete after, I would say, a year.
Okay. Now, the problem I have with that is I went for 3 years without playing
Mabinugi.
And if my character had derezzed, you know, I would have had to start from scratch. Quite frankly, I've got the oldest character on that game that has never been reborn. Never been rebirthed or whatever.
Right.
You know, and I'd be very disappointed if they deleted it or if they forced it to be reborn.
They should force it to be reborn.
Yeah, and that'd probably break me away from Mabinugi once and for all.
Once and for all. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I first started playing PK, it was in the beginning of PK. And then when I came back later, I couldn't remember my password or the email address I used so that I could do the I forgot my password.
Yeah, that's funny. Yep.
So I had to start over, but it didn't matter because I didn't have much to begin with.
And you didn't have much time left, even though you didn't know it.
That too. I tried hacking that account or, you know, getting into that account, but I just couldn't remember what the password was or the email.
Well, yeah. He might have helped you get into it if you
That's true. I didn't think about that, though. I mean, thinking about the cannot repair while taking damage. One good thing about brass knuckles is they help you train your unarmed skills on dummies. Because if you go unarmed on a dummy, you actually destroy the dummy quicker.
Yes.
But the brass knuckles don't last very long before you got to repair them, unless they're iron brass knuckles.
And I was fortunate enough to have some of those.
Yeah. I got some too somewhere. Oh.
Unfortunately, even though they speed up the rate at which you hit monsters, they do not speed up the rate at which you barehanded chop trees or break rocks. But that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Okay, here's an interesting.
So why do black people want segregation now that they've fought hard for desegregation?
You know, that's interesting. Which particular group are you talking about?
True this. Well, I had, that was in my podcast notes, and also today I was watching that Jesse Patterson or whatever his name is. Amazing. And he was talking to this girl, and she was like, she was basically saying that desegregation was a mistake, and they should go back to being segregated because they were better off.
Based on?
She says that they did better as a community when they were segregated than they did when they were desegregated.
Based on?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But she was also talking about how whites have a higher crime rate than blacks. Which I don't know if that's true or not.
Right now, no, it's not.
And white supremacy and how white people keep black people down. And
well, that's what's happened when there was segregation. It may still be true now, but it was definitely true when there was segregation going on.
Right. And Jesse's like, well, you know, she's like, what, black people are being discriminated against with, you know, jobs and other opportunities. And I'm thinking, no, because of affirmative action, they actually have more opportunities.
Yeah, I'm not sure affirmative action is the thing that actually corrected that, but it may have helped.
It corrected it in the reverse fashion.
It certainly needed and needs to be corrected, but I'm not sure that that was really the answer that achieved it.
Well, no, it actually promotes people in areas that they don't really belong, like we was talking about with the fire department, with the Asian women. But,
yeah, there's that kind of problem.
That problem and other problems similar to that problem. But, you know, it's like it. Affirmative action promotes people of gender and of ethnicity over people who are actually qualified for the job, whether they be of that gender or ethnicity or another gender or ethnicity. But Yeah, it promotes people because they have a quota to fill, not because of the not because they're qualified.
Right.
Janice Fiamingo was talking about that on one of her videos. A black lady wrote a book or an article or a blog on the fact that she got hired for a position, but she wasn't sure if she earned it or not because everybody who called her for the interview wanted to know about her diversity, not about her qualifications for or her skills. Her qualifications for diversity, but they didn't ask her about her quality for her skills as much as they asked her for her qualifications for her diversity, because they were trying to fill quotas.
Well, yeah, that's why they're hiring Asian women, because it filled their women diversity slots and their Asian diversity slots. Two birds with one stone.
Right.
But it also meant that they were hiring people who were typically small and lightweight to carry fire hoses.
Right.
Even if they were physically strong enough to pick up the hoses, they weren't heavy enough to hold them down when the water was turned on.
Right. So that was a catastrophe. And so, there's other problems with hiring people who are unqualified. Like, you know, if you're hiring people to teach or manage or do other things like rocket science, you know, that might be why one of the shuttles blew up at takeoff, because they probably promoted somebody who wasn't qualified and they were trying to fill a quota.
Right.
That's probably why we don't go to the moon anymore, if there really is a moon.
If we ever went in the first place.
If they ever went in the first place, they're like, fuck it. We can't hire smart people. We got to fill quotas, so we can't hire anybody who can actually take us someplace. Because these quota fillers aren't smart enough to do the job.
Hey, here you go. This might actually be a great indirect dating app.
What's that?
Tandem Language Exchange. Speak and learn languages.
Oh, so you can communicate with other people?
It looks like that's the case.
That's retarded.
Well, no, not so much. I used to go on this one site, and I had a lot of pen pals as a result. They were people trying to learn English. And so I would chat with them on the site.
That's retarded.
Well, some of them were young ladies of from exotic places.
That's retarded.
Right, I'll send you the link.
Who would want somebody who's exotic in the first place? Definitely not me.
Liar.
Pants it's on fire.
Hey, wait a minute. We have a Discord channel.
Oh, yeah. Forgot to advertise that on the Scrap Go Scrap podcast. We have a Discord. We can share notes.
Right.
I don't think I put that on the DD&D website yet.
What's our Discord channel name?
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Is that DD ampersand D or DDND?
I don't know. I'll have to go look.
Or is
it
Demented Dungeons?
I think it's Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
And that hasn't been filled up with catfish?
No, because Discord, you can't get into the group unless you have an invite.
Excellent. Oh. Well, how are our listeners going to get into it then?
We'll have to put an invite on the website.
Well, okay.
I just don't think I've done that yet. I did it with Scrap Go Scrap, I think, but not with Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
That's insane. It's David Ray. Praise the sun.
Yeah.
He's like, what the heck?
The sun is flat.
That was actually the first message sent on July 16th. And here it is, January 21st, and finally somebody posts something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's sad. So I'm first mention and first poster, and there's like a six-month delay between the two. That is terrible. That is terrible. All right, advertise that. Maybe we'll find out we have listeners by the fact that they click on that and join.
True that.
I wonder if I opened up the audio to that, if that would broadcast the actual podcast. Can you hear me?
Nope.
Well, guess what? Your voice and mine are going out over Discord.
Discord is recording this conversation.
Well, not so much recording it, but retransmitting it.
Well, they might be recording it, though.
That's true. They might be. And more power to them. Do they have our permission?
Never.
As long as they pay the royalties.
I don't see why not. I mean,
right.
We're recording it and posting it publicly for people to download, so I don't care if people record it.
There you go.
As long
as they
don't butcher it.
And make us say things we never said?
Oh, yeah. Well, once the feminists find out that we're talking about them, that'll probably happen.
Feminazis!
Feminazi! Feminazi!
Yeah, I don't know which is worse, Feminazis or MGTOW Nazis.
Yeah. Well, it's, MGTOW is just a retaliation, fighting fire with fire. But I'm willing to bet if they haven't already, the communists will infiltrate that as well.
Well, you know, the AMA infiltrated Alcoholic Anonymous practically within days of its coming into existence.
Right.
You know, so when...
But that was more organized. MGTOW's not organized right now.
That's true. It's a little bit hard to infiltrate something that doesn't have a head. But, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, the guy who started up, somebody showed him the cure to alcoholism. And he went to start teaching it to his people, to the members of Alcoholic Anonymous. And the AMA come down on him and said, if you want this organization to survive and to continue providing help to these alcoholics, then you are not going to ever mention that niacin will cure alcoholism ever again. So he wasn't allowed to tell people that niacin will cure alcoholism. That if you megadose on niacin, you can actually cure your alcoholism. So it never got mentioned. And so we are unaware of that today.
Yeah. I tried to give my last girlfriend niacin to cure her alcoholism, but she didn't take it.
Right. Yep. Well, it feels like a hot flash. And if you can't take that, then go do an even higher dose of niacinamide. But, you know, hey, we don't know nothing. It might be all pure fantasy, but it ain't going to hurt you. Niacin is not going to hurt you. It's a vitamin. Vitamins won't hurt you. They'll make you miserable. You know, too much vitamin C and you'll have the Hershey squirts. But it's not going to kill you. Too much niacin and you're going to feel like you're on fire. But again, it's not going to hurt you. You know.
So, I heard you can overdose on vitamin E, though.
Yeah. I'd have to do some research into that one. You know. Well,
I also heard that possums don't have rabies.
Yeah, they're a major spreader of rabies. They're just immune to it.
That's what it is. Because, yeah, my mom said that they don't carry rabies, and I looked it up, and the internet says they don't carry rabies.
Yeah, they definitely carry rabies. You know, an animal biting a possum has a high probability of getting rabies. So. That's a problem.
It also said that they eat ticks.
Possums?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they're getting the rabies from.
If that was the case, chickens would have rabies.
Right. Because chickens are warm-blooded mammals.
Chickens eat ticks.
Right. But they're warm-blooded mammals and capable of getting rabies.
I don't know. What's the difference between the swine flu and the bird flu?
Pigs and chickens? Mm-hmm. 401 megabytes needed. Yep, I definitely got to offload some data.
I definitely got to repair this dummy.
What in the world is this app? Okay, so here is an app called Life, spelled L-Y-F, where you can basically set up an anonymous blog talking about your various problems, such as being cheated on, overcoming HIV, fighting anxiety, dealing with abuse, getting off meds.
Oh, I got a dateline for you. It's called herpedating.com.
Yeah, no, thank you.
We got a friend there.
I want healthy children.
Oh, well, you probably got herpes and don't know it.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Uh-huh. Hey, here's an app, TikTok.
That's your favorite app.
Yeah, actually, no. I hate overly short, incomplete videos. And
overly short, incomplete videos.
Yeah, you know, if they, yeah.
I only like them if they're funny.
Yeah, yeah, I like the one where the girl flipped over and did the Spider Girl act and scared the hell out of her.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more along the lines of the girl from The Ring.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious. Especially when that other girl threw the whatever she was carrying up in the air and it landed on the edge of the shelf case and ended up falling on the ground. That made it look more realistic when she's like, ah, they both threw, you know, they both jumped. The one girl threw whatever it was she was carrying up in the air, and they both ran and around the corner.
Right.
Even if it was staged, it looked real. It was funny. Or at least I thought so. Bum, bum, bum.
TNT?
Huh?
TNT. Portable North Pole. Calls and videos from Santa. Oh, my God.
Artificial intelligence.
A blonde dyed brown brunette?
Yeah, that too. Well, yeah, I dated a girl who was blonde, who dyed her hair red. I guess she had artificial intelligence, too.
Hey, here's one. Mysterio Legacy.
Yeah, it's a crappy game. Don't play it. If you do, don't sign up on the London server.
Well,
or Texas, for that matter.
Or where?
Or Southeast Asia, for that matter.
Yep. Mysterio Legacy, MMORPG sandbox. Free 2D sandbox MMO with skill-based leveling, farming, crafting, and building. Mysterio Legacy is a complete free-to-play online RPG in open beta. There are no ads in our game. Join now. Help us make this the best free MMORPG ever. Featuring a 2D pixel style with a big sandbox world. So you can build your own houses and shops if you like, so that somebody else can destroy them every time you turn around.
Yeah.
Fun MMO for solo play or with friends. Fight monsters and discover rare loot. Almost every action levels you up through skill-based leveling system. Full character customization, change your appearance at any time, it's free. Gain and upgrade all skills and abilities without class restrictions. Gather resources and build your own house or create a tribe base. You can survive off the land, hunting and crafting fire like a survival game. Make a farm and supply you and your friends with food, farming for plants or animals. Explore the infinite dungeon for a roguelike experience. Fight others in PvP areas. Take part in tribe wars or plan a heist.
Areas?
Yeah, it's the whole damn game just about. Defeat bosses and find special abilities. Discover unique equipment with runes and upgrade them. By the way, they upgraded this description because they didn't play up the PvP near as much in previous descriptions. But that's still the only mention of PvP. Build your own custom shop or rent from the market square. Open world with both heroes and villains. Tame pet dogs to guard your home and fight with you. Yeah, it's not enough. Cook unique dishes with rare spices to gain special buffs. Rise on the leaderboard through farming, fishing, or building the strongest castle.
Or killing people.
Featuring pixel graphics for a retro feel. Complete free to play with cosmetic benefits for donations. F2P or F2P, not P2W. I don't know what that means. Oh, free to play,
not pay to play.
Or not pay to. Well, what's W? P2W. I don't know what that means. Anyway. More being added all the time. Character creation takes 1 minute. Go level up now. Anyway, there's more to this. It goes into how to play and stuff like that. Mysterio Legacy has every potential of being a very fun game. Unfortunately, the PvP system is broken. And
that and the decay rate.
And the decay rate, yeah. I agree with decay rate, but not at that rate. It's too much. You know, the game we're playing now, people are concerned about their characters being deleted if they don't play enough. All right? And you know, I could see maybe paying a subscription rate for, you know, please hold my character for an extended period of time. Because, you know, one of the things that was pointed out is that PK had a problem of people taking up space and they'd quit the game. You know? And so maybe you pay them and say, hey, I want to guarantee that my character will be here for the next 3 years. If I haven't come back by then go ahead and delete it. You know?
Right.
You know, but you pay for that length of time. You'd said a year is reasonable. So maybe if you make donations to the game and say, hey, I don't want to play for now, but I'd like to have 3 to 5 years to think about it. So how much do I need to pay you to have my character held for 5 years? And it should be a minimal fee, you know?
Yeah, whatever they think it would cost to just store the data on the server.
Right, and then a little bit more for the support of the program in the first place.
Right.
But, you know, they actually put in a slightly more honest description of the, PvP and plan a heist. Plan a heist is basically raiding another player's castle, breaking the walls down and stealing all their crap. And unfortunately, in Mysterio Legacy, that is the modus operandi of a majority of the players, especially the ones who've worked it up to high level. Because, to be honest, it's easier to rape materials off of a player who's already gathered them than it is to go gather them yourself.
Yep.
So. If you decide to play Mysterio Legacy, I would suggest this. You create alts and do not store anything in your castle. As a matter of fact, I would not bother making a castle. I would just have alts and store all your materials that you're not currently using on your alts.
Yep. You can always take things to other people's tables and sell them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you say somebody's buying feathers and you've collected, say, 100 feathers and you have them on your alt, then you just go to your alt, pick up the feathers, and then go trade them in for gold.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Yeah, and basically all your main stackables, you can put on a single character. That character will be so burdened they won't be able to move around. And so effectively you will have a base because you'll have to go to wherever that alt is in order to get the stuff.
Making you hide them underground.
Yeah, hiding underground is probably best. But, you know, wherever you meet that character at, make sure nobody else is around when you meet them.
I say underground because That's the best place. The second best place would be Wellington. But if you put somebody in the grass, they're going to respawn in the grass in that location. So if somebody builds a farm there while you're not paying attention, your character's trapped in their farm.
Yeah.
Now, if you do it underground, people
and they build a base.
Yeah, people don't typically put walls and not floors underground.
Right, because they don't want somebody roping in from underneath from the next layer down.
Right,
which
so
they will do.
Floor tiles down to prevent that, and you won't respawn on a floor tile, so you'll respawn outside of the base, and then you can relocate.
Right, and in the unfortunate event, if you do end up respawning within their base because they hadn't put down enough floor tiles, well, it's because they probably haven't finished building their base, and so, you know, hey, log out and come back in a day or two.
Yep. But you can always take your main guy down there to investigate and make sure that, you know, the coast is clear before you log in your alt.
Yep. Well, yeah, you'll want it in the area in order to do any transfers anyway. So.
Right. The other place, like in West, I have Prepper just outside of Noobsville in a nook. And what I usually do before I log Prepper in is I'll go to that nook and block the nook from other people getting in it.
Yeah, a lot of people actually use that.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, and then I'll log Prepper in, do my exchange, and then log Prepper out, and then go about my way.
Yeah, I ultimately quit the game because I'd actually, that particular day, I was in the process of transferring materials from one place to another, because where my alts were was inconvenient, and I was getting attacked if I went one direction, getting attacked if I went another direction, and I just realized I had not had any real fun in that game for a long time. I'd spent a lot of my time just trying to sneak around and avoid all the bullies.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, if you're not a bully and you're not a powerful player, you tend to hide.
All right. And I was not having fun. And so I just literally stopped what I was doing right there and just uninstalled the game on the spot. And in Discord, it was like, why did Doofus do that? And so I explained. You know.
Why did what?
Why did Doofus do that? ATV asked, why did Doofus, you know, uninstall?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I explained. And basically I said, you know, hey, you know, feel free to pass that on. You can quote me. You know, and I don't know that it's true, but Kano tells me that I was liked on that server. For whatever reason, I was liked, you know, and, you know, the character Doofus, you know, was generally left alone and not attacked and whatever, but
I was liked, too, until I spoke out against Cat and Chips.
Yeah, cat and chips, yep. So.
Now,
you know, there's
like
a lot of other people that were pointing out that it wasn't a PvP game. It was an MMORPG that had PvP in it. And it plainly states, you know, you can be a villain or you can be a hero. And the majority of the powerful players choose to be villains. And I just got tired of dealing with all the villains, all the bullies, while I slowly built up strength. And basically it boiled down to, even if you become very powerful, you cannot destroy the villains. You can't even really knock them down in level.
No.
Because, you know, they have a system by which you can lock in your abilities. And so a lot of them had locked in their abilities. And, you know, and if you get high enough ascending as opposed to reincarnating, you know, there's a bit of a battle between ascenders and reincarnators. You know, so from what I've seen, ultimately the best path would be to reincarnate, you know, 10, 20 times until you got your fighting skills up high enough and got them locked in, and then ascend from there, you know. At that point, you're rising and you regain your levels every time you reincarnate. You know that it's not funny. You know, you literally come on and you go up 50 levels within minutes as opposed to days and months. But.
Right.
Well, you know, you've seen it. So-and-so, reached level 10, 2 minutes later. Level 20, 2 minutes later. Level 30, 40. And by the end of an hour or two, they're already up to level 60 again. So, whereas,
right.
I suppose if I really focused on it, I could have gotten up to level 60 within a month. You know, but I was just tired of always looking over my shoulder, looking out for this, that, and the other, you know, always trying to protect my stuff. It's part of the reason why I took my store apart, you know, there at the end. Like, cause yeah, I was earning gold in that, but to be honest, if I went through the underground, I could have made just as much gold and not have to worry about my store being broken into.
Pretty much.
You know.
Yeah, you could say in Noobsville, not Noobsville, the other Noobsville, Wellington. And level up there, too, until you get high enough level to go underground.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I might go and check it out again. You know, if it gets past beta stage or, you know, I don't know, maybe 6 months, a year from now, I might reinstall it and see where things are. And if it's still a crap fest, yeah, see, that's the other thing. What was I going to do? Was I just going to out-survive the bad players and then lord over the new batch of bad players that came in? You know?
Right.
You know, didn't really see that as fun either. you know. Gain power by just outlasting the bullies. Yeah, because, Polar Star and Bella, I don't think we really drove them out. I think they just got tired of the game. Now, we may have helped them get tired of the game, but
yeah,
to be honest, they would have gotten tired of the game anyway. It might have just taken a little longer.
Somebody broke into our neighbor's place and killed all of his dogs.
Yep. Yeah, I run into that too. You're training dogs, and somebody goes, "I hate dogs," and kills your dog. It's like, so you hate dogs. Don't catch any.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't roped in and killed all of our dogs. That one guy that roped in, he didn't kill the dogs. He just killed all the sheep.
Yeah. Which is, you know, they were all spawn sheep anyway, so they'll spawn back, but still.
Yeah, he would have killed me if I was there, but I was in a safe area.
Yep. Yep, you were in the store that I didn't completely demolish.
I was above the store that you didn't completely demolish.
He wasn't able to rope into it because of that store downstairs.
Right.
Yep.
So when he went into the section south of there, then I crossed the street and went into the store, my store, and hung out in there where I got towers.
Yep. Hey, I designed mine after what I learned in West. You know? I thought about that design very carefully, all the towers and everything, and built it up. But it was just, you know, I was maintaining it for what? The time I spent maintaining that store, I could have made more gold chopping my way through the underground.
Yep.
And all that chopping would have raised my mining experience. And eventually I'd be cutting through the underworld, underground, as if it was nothing. I was in the underground once, and there was a character down there that was so good at mining, they literally were walking through the walls faster than I could walk in a cleared path.
So they had their exploration and their mining skills up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it was like three chops on any one of those little blocks down there, and it was gone. And then they were moving fast as well. You know, I was literally on a clear path, and they didn't bother to move over to the clear path. They just chop, 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 chop. And they were able to outrun me despite the fact that they were chopping through wall. So it's possible.
Wow, that's just because you sucked.
Well, I was still low level. I was only level 60 with no reincarnations. You know, and, you know, that would actually be an encouragement and something to look forward to doing if it wasn't so damn scary, because you know that that person's so powerful that you're nothing to them, and except potentially a target. And you can't outrun them because they're going faster than you without a clear path.
Free food.
Yeah. Like, oh, I wonder what he's carrying. I guess I'll take it and find out. I'll kill him and find out. Maybe he'll drop something nice. Yeah, if
yeah,
anything, they get mad when you don't drop anything. It's like, damn, I killed him and he didn't drop anything.
Yeah, fire nerd, that's what he would do. He'd go around killing everybody and take their gold and leave everything else. Take whatever he wanted and leave everything else.
Yep.
So you had to get back there before an hour because he picked everything up and dropped what he didn't want. So he could have just waited for you to come back. Told you again.
This multiplayer role-playing game is in open beta and being actively developed. We are donation-supported in order to keep the game free. Recommended Android version 5.0 or higher. Have fun! Yeah. Well, you know, there are people who probably enjoy a PvP fight fest. But that's not how the game was described. So if you like a PvP fight fest, hey, this is probably the one to go for.
Mm-hmm.
As you can tell by our tones of voice, we don't. Yeah, I've played games where you were supposed to be doing PvP. And honestly, this game is more vicious than the ones that were supposed to be PvP. It's insane. This was supposed to be a role-playing game. That's, you know, interesting. Cats are cute. The game you've been waiting for. Cats are cute. What's going on in Meow Town? Look after adorable cats and watch your town grow. Well, there you go. You don't. You not only can you build a cat house, you can build a cat town with this game.
What's it called?
Cats are cute. I'm going to share that. I'm not going to add it to my wish list, but I'm going to share that with our Discord. Hey. Said Discord. There we go. Boom. Battle Cat Rangers. Green the Planet. Green the planet, green your life. Let's shoot comets and revive yourself. Okay. Green the planet, green your life. Have you ever heard of green style? It's a way of living that leads you to a relaxed life. By greening a planet and making the universe a comfortable place to live. And this green style has come to draw a lot of attention recently. We Grow are here to explain why. On and on and on and on. All right, so apparently you decompose comets to use that material to grow green vegetable stuff and power spaceships and all right, what the heck? I'll wish list it and look into it later.
Which Discord did you put that on?
DD&D General, or not DD&D? Oh, okay. Demented Dungeons and Dragons General. Yeah. Getting blip blips. Emtoria and Kataria RPG. Kane is posting links.
Cotton tree.
Okay, on the intelligence report on Liberty Tree Radio, Encrypt posted a link to a YouTube called Press for Truth, Proof the Rothschilds Purchased Jerusalem and Created Israel, which is why it's not really Israel. It's actually filled with non-descendants of Israel, but that's another story. What in the world? Oh. Oh, there we go. Let's see if I can share this link. Nope, that didn't work. Are you there?
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at different apps. Most of them dumb.
Probably. Okay, the Discord app is saying I disconnected. So, you know, voice-wise, whatever. There we go.
All right, I'm falling asleep.
Well, that's about the right time. We got about 3 minutes before the podcast is supposed to be over.
30 minutes, yeah.
30?
Oh, I'm sorry, no, 30.
Three.
Zero.
All right. Well, the last thing I posted in the Discord link that Kana will make a point of advertising so that you can join in is a video suggesting that that the Israelites are not white people, that actually they're black.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, we got a certain friend who'd really flip if that was suggested. I'm not sure. Which of the descendants of Moses were the Israelites supposed to be out of?
Egypt.
Were they? They were Shemites, weren't they? Which would be neither black nor white because, you know, he had a son he named Black, and he had a son he named White, and the other son he named Name.
Purple.
And the Namites, or the Shemites, later were called the Semites.
The Shiites were brown.
Yeah, I don't know, but the Shemites were neither black nor white, so that kind of leaves brown. Well. And since Daddy didn't name the non-white and the non-black one a color, that probably indicates that brown was normal. So Daddy must have been brown and Mommy must have been brown, and they were a little surprised to have a little white child and a little black child. And so they named him accordingly. So. Yeah. Let's see now.
All right, good night.
Good night, folks. That ends our podcast. You can find us at
Dungeons and Dragons podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
And you can probably also find us at Rabbit Trail Podcast. Yeah, I almost said Rabbit Hole. All right. Good night.
Good night.